countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Follow our new Weanling Watch series for expert analysis and commentary from thousands of cattle sales weekly.
Now, Glanbia PLC is to sell its stake in Glanbia Ireland, which is the country's largest dairy processor. Glanbia Ireland produces household brands such as Avonmore Milk and Kilmeaden Cheese. To explain the significance and background of this story, I'm joined by Thomas Hubert, senior correspondent with The Currency. Good morning, Thomas.
Good morning, Damien. How are you?
Good. Now, few people have not heard of Glanbia, but let's go back to the beginning and its formation about 20 years ago or so. Avonmore merged with Waterford to form AWG, and then came Glanbia.
Yeah, so the name Glanbia is 20 years old, as you suggest, but actually the story goes back a lot further than that. The two co-ops you mentioned, Avonmore and Waterford, they really started working together back in the 60s. And building a plant in Ballyragget in County Kilkenny, and starting then in the following decades to export and start what is really the basis of the big industry we know now in Ireland, with dairy going around the world. So that was a long process, and it even continued after that, just aggregating more and more small co-ops around the country to become a big player, even where I'm calling you from now in Oldcastle in County Meath. They only joined Glanbia in the 90s.
Yeah. So I remember when it was named Glanbia, and they said there was Glan for clean and Bia for food, clean food. So that's where it comes from, back 20 years ago. I'm long enough around to remember that. But anyway, its influence from humble beginnings, as you said, two co-ops back in the 60s, and they've hoovered up a lot since. How big is Glanbia globally?
It's huge. It's going really around the world with products that are now a lot more than the cheese and butter that they started doing back in the 60s and exporting at the time. Really, what drove Glanbia's growth has been the idea to do something profitable with whey, which is what is left over when you make cheese. And there's still a lot of protein in that. So Glanbia started a whole global business, transforming that into sports nutrition products that athletes and fitness people really like to use to improve their performance. And ever since that, they've branched into diet products. They bought the SlimFast brand just 3 years ago, and they've been really big in the US. Now they also collect milk and make cheese in the US and use the whey to make those products and transform it and ship it all the way to Asia and various new emerging countries like South America as well. So a truly global business at this stage, and stock market listed, big financial interests in there as well.
Okay, so Glanbia PLC is the name of the parent company, this global giant worth billions now, and as you said, one of the biggest cheese makers in the US and so on, and into these whey produce. So they've kind of outgrown the dairy co-op model here in Ireland. So what's happening now?
Now, the idea is really to pick up on an idea that was first floated 10 years ago, but didn't happen at the time. The farmers didn't agree with it. Just there was a short number of votes missing to reach the three-quarters farmers agreement at the time. But it's the same idea again, is to separate this global business we've just talked about, the stock market listed, branded sports nutrition and advanced products around the world, separate that from the original co-op that collects milk around the country, 6,000 farmers in Ireland, the largest collector of and processor of milk in the country, and keep that as a separate business owned by farmers here in Ireland, and that they would buy back the 40% that Glanbia PLC still owns in this primary business, the 11 factories that are collecting milk, the creameries around the country, and transforming it into basic ingredients before it goes on to become those high-tech branded products after that.
Okay, so the dairy and grain operations here in Ireland would be once again owned by farmers. Glanbia Ireland is the name of the company that is the parent company at the moment. So will that name change?
they will have to change that, and it's part of the agreement. That's quite interesting in that that's the basis of it. It's nearly a situation where you have a child that left the parents' home and has flown the nest, become a big shot in business in the US, and is really now saying, you know, to the parents, you don't need to keep my room in the house anymore. When I come back home, I'd rather stay in the nice hotel down the road with my family, and I'll still see you, but differently. So that means changing the name, as you suggest, the Glanbia Ireland business. If it becomes owned by the farmers completely, if they accept that, they won't use the name Glanbia anymore. They'll have to find something new.
Okay, and when will we have a result on this?
It's planned to be early in the new year. Now, there's two separate votes that have to take place. One in the co-op, the farmer members have to decide if they agree with the deal, and one in the PLC, so the shareholders have to agree as well at the stock market listed company. So if both agree in the coming months, either before or just after Christmas, then it has to go through the competition authorities because it's a big merger, in this case more like a demerger, and then the plan is to have everything done and dusted in the first half of next year.
All right, and just to be clear, just got a message here that Dungarvan, Castle Lyons, Greig na Mana, Kilmeade and Ballyraga co-ops, they're all over 100 years old. They were the originals, I suppose. It was in the 60s that the mergers kind of began, and we ended up with what we have actually today. All right, very interesting story there. Success story, I suppose you could say, as well, at a global level, and how Glanbia PLC has ended up where it is. And we'll watch this with close interest into the new year. But for the moment, Thomas Hubert, senior correspondent with The Currency, thank you very much for joining us on the programme this morning.